with your fire.
Love Talk Radio.
We came up against your fear. We came up against your fear. You. Yes, you.
Everything that's after me.
are winners. Hallelujah. See, when you're attached to God, you got to win. It's not an option. You will win. You will win. For sure, for sure. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Excited to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor to get us started for this week with the word of prayer. And then I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee, if she'd be so kind, to give us a sandwich to get us going for the week. Pastor Bill from Appleton.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. It's your winning season. So we got to know that. We got to believe that word. It is our winning season. And I'd like to go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for this opportunity, another time that we can come together in your word. Father God, we're thanking you for our listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that participate, Father God, we are so thankful for our pastor as he continues teaching this mighty word, Father God. Help us to receive it. Help us to take that word into the lining of our heart that it will not depart. Father God, we give you praise today. We ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are bereaved and going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, each and every one to continue to be in this word and meditate on this word day and night, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast, against any of the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that participate, Father God, we plead in the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us. Continue, Father God, to use our pastor in a mighty way. Holy Ghost, have your way. And we're thanking you and for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Now we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a sandwich of her choice.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon.
The first piece of bread will be coming from Matthew 4:4, and this is out of the New Living Translation. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen. And on the second piece of bread, come on, don't do this. Okay. Second piece of bread, we're going to put, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. And that is from Colossians 4:2. And inside that bread, those two pieces of bread, we're going to put our word we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. My God, our God is good all the time. And all the time, he is good. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, especially for that Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone. But here it is. We must live by the word of God. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, if you're not living by the word of God, you're off track. You're out of balance. You're out of focus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You must live by. If you try to live by anything else, you're in error. But I'm happy today because I know all of us are living by the word of God. So I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, last week we were talking about developing the God kind of love. And through that, it's sometime we have to grow, brothers and sisters. You know, it's about being rooted and grounded in this love. So hopefully this week we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about being rooted and grounded in this love. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, you know what, it's so much we're going to talk about with love. And when I say love, please understand, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the God kind of love, not how the world see it, but how God see it. And we're going to share with God has to reveal this love to you.
Yeah. He has to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to also talk about, I don't care how much faith you got, if it's not being driven by the love of God, because, see, faith worketh by love. That's what the Bible says. And so we want this kind of faith. You want this kind of love. You want the kind of faith that works by love. That way you are guaranteed to win. So I'm excited today about what God is going to show us this week, because if you don't begin to walk, you know what? You should love the walk. You should love to walk in the God kind of love.
There's so many different
kinds of loves out here, but it's none like God kind of love. And that's what we're going to share with this week. Because it becomes perfecting love. This is how you get this thing perfected. And you begin to love. The walk is free from fear. You'll learn that this love is no more fear of what people can do. And you can love regardless of their outcome, because you know your outcome, you're a winner. And love wins every time. May not look like it now. See, so to say that God wins, brothers and sisters, when you got the God kind of love, you win, because you have developed this God kind of love. You have perfected it. And like I said, we're going to, because see, that's the law we're living under. That was when she read that Matthew 4:4, that touched me, because that's where we're at. We're living by God's word.
Yeah.
And God's word is bigger than the law. I know it seems like the law is bigger than the word of God, but it's not. God's love is bigger than the law. God's word is bigger than the law. So we're going to get a couple foundational scriptures, because see, what you want to be, you want to be conscious of love.
That's right.
All the time.
Amen.
All the time. You want to always, I tell you something else, you want to always delight yourself. But you want to, when I tell you to be conscious, that's what we're going to talk about this week, being conscious of the God kind of love. So you got to wake up to it. You got to get rooted and grounded so you can be conscious. So we're going to talk about being conscious, and I don't know if we'll get into it today, but we will. See, when you're conscious, and I'll just say this and then we'll get to some scriptures. Not only are you concerned, not only are you interested. See, when you're conscious of a thing, you're paying attention. You're noticing.
Amen.
Yeah. See, when you conscious of a thing, means you're apprehending. You mm-hmm. You are awake. Your mental faculties are not dull. You're very much sharp. You're not asleep. You're not fantasizing.
Mm-hmm.
You're
Amen.
Living. You know what? Your perception becomes different.
Yeah. That's right.
When mm-hmm. it's when you wake up, it's all about love. You go to sleep, it's all about love because you're conscious yeah. of it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You don't act any kind of way without considering love because you're constantly. That's constantly bombarding you in such a way it brings that love knowledge. That's what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It brings an awareness of the inward man.
Okay.
So that's why it's important that when I talk about conscience, you know, even though the outward man perish, the inward man is being renewed day by day. The inward man is a God man. That's that mm-hmm. love of God that's in you.
Yes, it
is. I shared this the other day. When you are really God conscious, I shared this with Evangelist Renee. When you're God conscious, brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
she looked at her feet. Guess what she thought about? She thought about the Word of God.
All right.
She said, by his stripes, I'm healed. So yeah. it was always in her conscience. It was all she was always mindful that it was about God.
Yeah,
and that's why yeah. we have to delight ourselves in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. It's a higher degree when I tell you to delight yourself in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's so great. It's something that's beyond you, but you're going to delight yourself in it. That's going to become a pleasure for you.
All right. Hallelujah.
So it goes beyond a lifestyle. So we're going to get into some scriptures. I just want to kind of give a base of what we're doing for today because that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
To know that with these scriptures, let me tell you what the psalmist said. In the 139th psalm, I saw this in the Bible Gateway. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. And Pastor, you can read this at the Messenger, too. It's the 139th Division of Psalms, 23rd and 24th verse. It says, search me, O God. Know that my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
Mm.
And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting. Wow. Mm.
Wow, that is deep. Amen. From the Message Bible, investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Amen. Mm.
Yeah. See, this is somebody who's aware of what they've been doing, what they've been facing. So he says, search me. That's an awesome thing, brothers and sisters, when you want to evaluate yourself and come to a place, okay, Lord, where am I at? And if I'm missing anything, help me out here.
Yeah. Amen.
Every now and then it's good to evaluate yourself. Because once you do an evaluation, then you can determine in what area you need improvement.
Amen.
What you need to add and what you need to take away. Maybe you have to change plan. But that's the purpose in that. And most of all, you're conscious of it. You're aware of it. Okay? So the next scripture that we're going to share is going to be in Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Okay? This will be one of our foundational scriptures. He says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and do desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. The 14th verse reads, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, being assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard, as you learn more and more how God works. You will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
So the believer is not bound to the natural laws of the world. Man does not live by bread alone. I believe that's what that sister said earlier. That's not how we live, by bread alone. We're not living by the world system alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. We're not living by the world standards, because in 2 Corinthians 4, we understand that there is a God of this world. We're not living by the God of this world.
Amen.
You may be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. Jesus proved he was not governed by this world's natural laws. He was a winner. just like you're a winner. You're not governed by sickness. You're not governed by disease. That's not what determines who you are. And I don't care about you having a cold. I don't care about your leg being messed up. Just like Evangelist Renee. Her flesh was showing. But she wasn't being governed by that. She put the word of God on that thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to put the word of God on a whole lot of stuff. And I'll suggest if you got any enemy, like I do, because I have several enemies, you just got to put the word on them. That's all you can do. Some people say putting it under the blood. Let me tell you what, put it under love.
Amen.
You know why?
Amen.
Because you're following love. You live by love. Love lives in you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Matter of fact, you was created to act like this. Yeah, I told somebody yesterday, I said, you're a love baby, and you were created like that. So then I took him over there to Ephesians. Well, we'll go there. We took him to Ephesians 2, I want to say 10, verse 10. And Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Let me go there and grab that right quick. This could be like one of them little sidebar things, but I want you to know that. You got to know who you are, man. The Bible says that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, that spirit, then flesh, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Amen.
Yeah, that's what God did. He created us to act like this, act like him.
Yeah. Amen.
God made us what we are. He created us in Christ Jesus, in the spirit. Christ was birthed in the spirit of love.
Yes.
Do I like to know what I'm talking about? When I tell you he was birthed in the spirit of love, the Bible says, for God so loved, he gave love.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He gave Jesus to us. He gave us the love that it was going to take us to become love babies.
Amen.
We're united with Christ, brothers and sisters. I know your mind don't want to receive that, but you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to be aware of it. Pastor said something, and I'm going to go back to there too. In 1 Corinthians 13, and we'll read maybe verse 4 through 8. Boy, did that ever bless me. There's a lot here, so we won't do it all, but I do want you to be aware of okay. Charity suffer long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, do not behave itself unseemly, seek not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoice in the iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Mm-hmm. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things. Endure all things. Charity never fail. But where there be prophecy, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Send a message back. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swelled head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Love isn't always me first. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of love doesn't keep score of sins of others. Love doesn't ravel when others gravel. Love takes pleasure in flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. Love never looks back. Love keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incomplete will be canceled. Amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of ways you can look at this, but just for a moment, and I know we're running over already, but just for a moment, think of love as being a word in a dictionary. Just for a moment, time out. Think of word. Love has been a word in the dictionary. And let's focus on the spiritual dictionary. Well, that's what God explaining what love is. He's defining what the God kind of love is.
Amen.
Let me pop the brakes because I want everybody to be with me now. See, when you look up a word in the dictionary, they're going to give you all kinds of syllables. They're going to give you all kinds of ways that you can do love. It'll tell you what love is. It'll tell you what love is not. It'll tell you, give you several explanations, and it'll give you a part one, part two, part three. They want you to have a full understanding of a word. I don't care what word it is. And even if it's off base, like, well, you can take the word love, for instance, and if you went to the dictionary, it probably give you different kinds of definition for the word love. It may even tell you it's an affair. It may even tell you it's being friendly. The word love may even tell you that, it's something you really care for. If it's a dog, if it's a cat, an animal, the point here is that they're going to give you all kinds of illustration, verbs and nouns and pronouns. I mean, about this word, they're going to really break it down.
Yes, that's true. Amen.
See, well, that's what 1 Corinthians is doing here. It's giving you things related to what love is. It's giving you the synonym about love. It's giving you how love should be expressed. So if you want to know something that was related to the spiritual kind or the God kind of love, that's what 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 does.
Yeah. Amen.
If you can see this as a definition for love, If you could just see this as a spiritual definition, it says
right.
charity suffer long. Oh, you want to know what love is? It suffer long. Do you need an example? That's why I go in and take you to Israel, how God suffered with Israel.
Yeah.
And then it turns around and says, after you've long suffered, then you got to turn around and be kind.
Yeah.
You can't get all puffed up. That's not what love. See, it's breaking it down for you. Please, brother and sister, just go back and ask the Holy Ghost to give you this revelation about love, because you're defining. Then turn around and ask the Holy Spirit, let you keep it in your mind, let you be conscious, let you be aware of it.
All right now. Amen.
Because then, see, when you're conscious of it, then you're going to say, no, I can't give up now.
Amen.
I care more for others than I care for myself. See, when you're conscious of it or aware of it, now you know what you need to be aware of.
Yeah.
Don't lift yourself up. Don't above measure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Love doesn't want what it doesn't have.
Yeah. Amen.
Love doesn't shut down my brother because he didn't help me.
Amen.
And you know what? Love ain't going to force itself on nobody either.
Amen.
That's not love. I've heard women say, well, they got to chase me. You know, traditionally, a man used to chase a woman. But if you love somebody, you love them if they chase you or not.
All right. All right now.
But men's love defined is you have to chase me to know I love you. See, God doesn't give that kind of definition. Here's God's definition right here. If you want a spiritual definition.
Right here. That's right.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become conscious of his definition, then you can live accordingly. If you just take this some kind of way and put it in your mindset, and every time a situation come up, you say, okay, let me check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the part I like, and then I'm going to leave it open for a few minutes. But know that love never fails. Ooh, I can't get past that.
Hallelujah.
That means you're a winner. If
yeah.
not, you're not a failure, you're a winner. God
yeah.
is pouring himself into us, and he wants us to come out with him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know. Where did he go with that? But I want you to hear that, man. God have always poured himself in us. It's always been about us. It wasn't about him.
Mm-hmm.
And we should imitate that. We should follow that same pattern. Well, before we close for today, anyone have any comments on anything?
Amen. Well, Pastor, right at the end of that, in the last part of verse 13, of 1 Corinthians 13, it says, in the best of these three is love. So before that, it was talking about trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. Couldn't get that word out. And the best of these three is love. So up above it says, if we don't have love, we're bankrupt. So I like how the Message of Bible brings it out. And like you said, this is the spiritual definition for love. You can always come back to the spiritual.
There you go. There you go. You want to know if somebody, loving, go look it up. We're going to look up love. But we're not going to Webster now.
Right. Right here. 1 Corinthians 13, right here.
There you go. Isn't that mm-hmm. interesting how God showed us that? God said, here's my definition right here. I told you, you don't give up. You don't have the choice to give up.
That's right. That's
but
right.
You care about that person. See what's going on with them. A lot of times I talk to pastor. We talk quite a bit from time to time on the phone. And pastor always find a way to wiggle herself out of it or wiggle that person out of the situation. She'll say, well, pastor, maybe they was busy. I'm just trying to give y'all a for instance. I said, well, pastor, the lady didn't call me back. Pastor said, well, maybe she went to the hairdresser. I mean, that's the kind of mindset pastor had. You said, well, you know, I know they know better. Pastor said, yeah, they probably did, but, you know, they might have been asleep, you know. I mean, pastor, find a way to love through that thing. She's aware. She's conscious.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
She always thinking of others more than herself. She always see the good in it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I don't
you,
believe
Lord.
That girl got a ounce of hate in her body. Ain't none in there. It's been flushed out.
Thank you, Lord.
She won't hate what you hate, but I tell you what, she'll love what you love.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she know that, let me tell you, love bear all things. Love believe all things. Love hope all things. And love will endure all things. So that's God's definition for love. Somebody said, oh, well, I think I'm going to leave. Don't leave him, baby. The word ain't told you to do that.
Amen.
See, this can mess you up if you're going through a divorce and you read this stuff right here. It's like, you know what? Cancel the divorce. This will mess you up if you're trying to explain to somebody how you've been dogged out and you want them to rejoice with you. Well, love say, I can't do that. I don't rejoice in the iniquity. I don't do that.
All right.
But
all
now
right.
you don't know the truth. I rejoice in the truth. Because that's when you're rejoicing in the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor, for going back there. But love is the greatest, brothers and sisters. Everything else is going to vanish, fade away. I looked at hope. You know, hope, when you come to see that there's no more hope, then what? You don't have no hope. Hope is going to leave. But love is going to be here.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I truly appreciate you guys, and thank you so much, Pastor.